Today's New Testament reading is from Acts chapter 28, verses 16 through 31. And when we came into Rome, Paul was allowed to stay by himself with the soldier that guarded him. After 3 days, he called together the local leaders of the Jews, and when they had gathered, he said to them, "Brothers, though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. When they had examined me, they wished to set me at liberty because there was no reason for the death penalty in my case. But because the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, though I had no charge to bring against my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have asked to see you and speak with you, since it is because of the hope of Israel that I am wearing this chain." And they said to him, "We have received no letters from Judea about you, and none of the brothers coming here has reported or spoken any evil about you. But we desire to hear from you what your views are, for with regard to this sect we know that everywhere it is spoken against." When they had appointed a day for him, they came to him at his lodging in greater numbers. From morning till evening he expounded to them, testifying to the kingdom of God and trying to convince them about Jesus both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. And some were convinced by what he said, but others disbelieved. And disagreeing among themselves, they departed after Paul had made one statement. "The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, 'Go to this people and say, you will indeed hear but never understand, and you will indeed see but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. Therefore let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen.'" He lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome the Reverend David Weshey.
Grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We come into our text for the day at the end of the book of Acts, chapter 28. And we see Paul in Rome under a Roman guard. And as Paul is wondering, we can wonder too, right along with him. Is he some sort of dangerous criminal? Is he a flight risk? But probably the wonder that hits a little closer to home is there some sort of claim that is still hanging over his head? But instead of dwelling on that, we hear this great word from Paul that's almost a sense of pride. "I am wearing this chain." What about you? Are you wearing a chain this day? Maybe it might be a chain that you've clamped on yourself because of your sinful behavior. Maybe it's a chain that has been clamped onto you because you live in a sinful world. And there are times when we have these chains where we look at our circumstances and we can't see any reason at all for them. It's not as if somebody harbors ill will. It's not as if anybody is pointing their finger and speaking against us in our behavior. Yet we find ourselves in the midst of disruptive conversations where a doctor walks into the room and proceeds to tell us we have cancer. Or we might find ourselves in a divisive confrontation with a loved one because of sinful behavior that conflicts between us. Sometimes it's because we have this determined conformity where we just see our circumstance, we throw our hands up in the air and we just want to give up. But as Paul says in one of his other letters, they are words that probably he is heeding here, but are words that we need to hear with our earthly chains. In his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, 3 times I pleaded with the Lord that it should leave me. And the Lord's words to Paul are the words to you and me in the midst of our chains. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Paul did not see those chains as a hindrance. In fact, Paul saw them as his appeal. "I asked to see and to speak." He wanted to confront those people that might have a claim over him. Not only that he could see and speak to them, but he desired to hear their views. It reminds me of 2 words that I keep reminding the people here at All Saints Lutheran Church in Blairsville, Georgia. It's about engage and connect. For you see, Paul said, "I wear this chain." It wasn't because it was a chain of imprisonment, but it was of opportunity. I wear this chain because of the hope of Israel. It was so that he could testify to the reign of God, to the whole of God's unfolding plan from the creation of the world through our time today. It was about the truth of Jesus that was grounded in the law and the prophets, that his saving work of death and resurrection have been fulfilled. And so, yes, now because of the waters of our baptism, we are freed. But it's a now, not yet. As you and I still live in this world, we are bound by our earthly chains. But let us, together with Paul, see them as opportunities to engage and connect with people that are hurting, so that we can welcome those who come into our contact, that we may proclaim the reign of God in the midst of the brokenness and the fallenness of this world and their lives, so that we may teach the truth about Jesus and his grace with all boldness and without hindrance. Amen.